morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today is going to be an open mic day, so we're going to be giving out our phone numbers so that you can call in at any time during this next hour, and they are toll-free in the USA, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227, and then also for Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And then we have another direct line of 530-876-3222. So those telephone lines are open because, again, this is an open mic day, and I've got all kinds of goodies that I want to share with you. If you're a first-time listener to the Donna Sebo Show, normally we have guests during the first half hour, but every once in a while I'll schedule a day when we don't have guests, so that we can just have those open lines available for the entire hour for you. All you need to do is call in, give me your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me do my stuff. I'll give you my mental impressions, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything or anyone that you like. Well, let's start off with a quote today. And that quote is, the real winners in life are people who look at every situation with an expectation that they can make it work or make it better. Now stop and think about that. The real winners in life are the people who look at every situation with an expectation that they can make it work or make it better. Now the person that made that statement, her name is Barbara Pelcher, and she is an author. And I think many times we get to be a bit uncomfortable when there are those individuals that will say to us, is that our only option? Is that the only way we can go? Because so often we get in our little boxes. Goodness gracious, I know I've done it so many times in my life. And so as I've matured, when someone comes up with an option like that, often I'll say to myself, you might have a different concept. Why don't you tell me about it? Let me think about it. And do you know that in the business world today, because of the global environment that so many businesses are encountering, and in many social areas today where we are crossing paths with people from different cultures that have different perspectives because of the way they were raised or trained or whatever reasons they may have a different view of something, we are having to learn how to expand our perspective. This is a hard shell to crack when you've been indoctrinated to do exactly the opposite. When you're in your own little cubbyhole of opinions and attitudes and you think, this is it. This is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Well, life is a lot more elastic than often what we are indoctrinated to believe when we're growing up. And I don't care what part of the world you come from. You're truly a very fortunate person if you have grown up in an environment where there is discussion and an openness about variables and problem solving. But so many of us, including myself, that's not the way it is. We've got paradigms, and those paradigms are in place because our parents want us safe. The establishment of society says these are our rules, and so you must abide by them. And none of that is good or bad. It just is what it is. So as we grow up, as we mature, we should begin to question. As we begin to question, we begin to explore. And as we open up our minds and our attitudes, we can see things differently. Now, it doesn't mean we have to accept what somebody else accepts as their paradigm, but when you're open to it, it establishes something in the way of communication that allows us to at least be able to see variations that maybe will come in handy at a later time. And what I wanted to share with you today was a story about a young man named Alexander. Now, Alexander was 10 years old And he really taught his mother a very, very significant lesson. And they're from Georgia. And Alexander, he was just a kid that loved nature, loved life. He wasn't too interested in television. There were woods near their home, and he would just always wander, watch the chipmunks. He'd be out of doors. He didn't want to be inside. She said he was so compassionate about everything. And being a mom, she tried to teach him certain things, and she said, oh, it just seemed like he just didn't want to fit in the way everybody fit in. And she said, I'd watch him at school activities. Often he was snubbed by some of the kids that he knew. And it really bothered me because I wanted my son to fit in. I wanted him to have his own place in life. Does that sound familiar to any of you parents out there? Boy, I can identify with it. Well, she kept looking for something. Now, Alexander wasn't stressed too much over any of this, but Mom was. Mom was really concerned. However, things started to change. And what caused the change in Alexander was meeting some volunteers from the small dog rescue group that were in the parking lot of a local pet supply store. And he happened to meet these people, and they were talking about the animals that they rescued, and wow, he just got so excited. And so he wanted to know about all the different breeds, all the different dogs, and she said, gracious, this kid is so interested in this. Look at the conversation he's having. How come he doesn't have this much interest in his schoolwork? Again, this is Mom thinking. Now, she said he was, at the age of 10, 2 years shy of being able to volunteer to be a part of this group. However, he really talked to the director of the organization, and the organization said, let's welcome Alexander in. He's a very mature 10 years old. Why not? We'll just go ahead and let him come in. Well, he went through all of their training and orientation, and every Saturday, this young boy was spending time in front of the store, greeting people, talking to them about adopting dogs that were available. And she said, I'd go to pick him up after these 4 hours of volunteer work. Wow, he talked my ears off. Well, he said, you know, Mom, there is really something we need to do. Because sometimes people don't get the dogs on the day we have them. We need to take care of them at home. Boy, can you imagine how exciting that was to Mom? She said, oh, I don't know. And he said, no, Mom, I promise you there won't be any trouble. I will take care of them. And you know what? Alexander did. Not only did he feed them, water, and walk them, but he also did research on dog care on the internet and checked out every single book he could from the library on dog breeds, the individual breeds' behavior. She said, my gracious, I think my son has found a passion, and it's dogs. Well, one day, when he was being picked up by his mother, he made the announcement to his mom that the dog that he had that day, whose name was Lady, nobody wanted her. Well, Mom just looked at him and said, you know what? I really don't know about this. Because when she took a look at this dog, Cheryl's eyes got real big, and she got a little bit apprehensive. Why? Because this wasn't a teacup poodle. It wasn't a Pomeranian. It wasn't one of these cute, dainty little dogs. Mm-mm. He was, or I should say she was, 60 pounds. And she said she was blonde, she had all this wiry fur, and all I could think to myself is, oh, no, I don't think we were going to want to do this. Well, the next thing she knew that was occurring is that Lady was just all over, giving her kisses and everything else. And, of course, Cheryl was trying to tell her son, I'm sorry, I don't think it's going to work, but it didn't work. Her son melted her heart when he said she has no place to go. She's already been in two homes. Nobody can keep her. Let me foster her, Mom. I'll do the work. Well, because he had done such a good job before, she said, all right, but you've got to remember something. She is your total responsibility. Already, that's it. Lady went home with him, but she was a problem. Lady was a big dog. She had all this energy. She'd jump over the kitchen table. Dishes would fly everywhere. She was curious about everything, and she would grab things in her teeth, shake them, and she was so big. You can imagine what happened to pillows and blankets and things like this. Well, Cheryl was going crazy, but not Alexander. His attitude about the dog was, wow, isn't she smart? Look at what she's doing. She's really curious. Well, the end of the end came when Lady chomped down on telephone wires. And Alexander became the very mature little boy that he was, took the whole family, put them in a situation in the living room where he made them all sit down, and he said, you need to understand something. She's teething. She's a puppy. But I'll do my best to try to distract her with toys. Now, every day that Alexander had the opportunity to take the dog to the store, to bring her into the forefront of people for adoption, he'd brush her, he'd groom her, she just looked gorgeous. But a number of weeks passed, and nobody was interested in the dog. Well, it was reaching that point where she couldn't take care of it anymore. Cheryl said, I've just got to get rid of this dog. Well, something happened, and it was totally unexpected. She was talking to the director of the small dog rescue and asked if she could recommend the doggy boot camp because this dog that needed to be adopted was just an absolute terror in their home. And this director said, you know what? I've got an idea. Why don't we call the canine unit at the local police department? Well, this is what happened. They started contacting the police department. They were looking at that time for potential police dogs. They found this one officer whose name was Mac. Mac actually was a retired police officer, but he had a passion for dogs, and he loved training them. And by golly, he came around, saw Lady, and said, you know what? I think she's going to work. She's got the temperament and everything that we look for in a police dog. Well, I'll tell you what, Alexander was thrilled, and he turned to his mom. He said, Mom, I think Lady has found a home. And by golly, Mac decided he was going to give her a challenge. And he went and showed Lady a roll towel, taped it on the outer edges so it looked like a large terry cloth hot dog, held it above his head, and Lady was responding to it immediately. She wanted to try to get it. Mac took the towel, hid it behind his back. Lady figured out where it was. She circled him and seized it just as efficiently as she could possibly do it. And Mac turned to Alexander, who was watching all of these exercises, and he said, you know what? She is really, really a good dog. He said, she has a very strong prey drive. And he said, for law enforcement work, the instinct to seek prey with a single-minded focus is critical. Prey drive, agility, strength, size, and a real keen sense of smell is what enables police dogs to perform tasks that no human or machine can equal. So he said, we only find a very few dogs that can qualify for this. Well, Alexander was pleased as punch. So Mac took Lady, took her to the police academy, and Alexander was really sad because he knew that Lady wasn't going to be in his life anymore, and he'd come to love this dog quite a bit. But Mac said, you know what? You will be able to visit her. So that was the time when the dog went off to training, and you know what? He's now with an officer, or I should say Lady is, with Officer Scott Cash, and she graduated from the Police Academy's canine unit. But if it hadn't been for a little boy, 10 years old, that really understood the dog, its behavior, they probably would have given up on it, and Lady would have gone back into a shelter. And this young boy, he is still involved in rescuing dogs, and he has just done wonderful things. But I want to add a little postscript. Lady now is the top dog in the Virginia State Police Narcotics Division. It's an incredible thing. All because of a young boy's passion for dogs and an interest in making a difference. And that is why what Barbara said, the real winners in life are the people who look at every situation with expectation that they can make it work or make it better. And that is what this boy did. And so can we all. We all can do something special that can make something better. But it may take thinking outside of the box and doing something a little bit differently. This is Donna Sebo. This is an open mic day. If you'd like to give me a call, I'd be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number in the USA. 877-876-5227. In Canada, if you'd like to call, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, our direct line is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I want to remind you that the Washington State Renaissance Fantasy Fair is coming up, and I am participating in this. It's such an exciting event. It's just around the corner. Hard to believe. But August 4th, 5th, 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th, the hours 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., three dynamic weekends for family, friends, neighbors. Come on out. If you are in the state of Washington, I know we've got listeners around the globe, but if you're in the U.S., in the state of Washington, this is an event that happens once a year, and it is building and has built such a phenomenal reputation because of the costumes, the activities, so many things that goes on. Now, where is it? It's being held at the Mentor Creek Ranch at 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor. Again, the hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. When you go through the castle gates, you are going to enter into this Renaissance period, but it's fantasy. You'll have all kinds of things. We have dragons that walk around the grounds. We have puppeteers. We have people that put on plays, presentations, magicians. We have wandering minstrels. We have equestrian events. You'll be amazed at the jousting that's done. So many activities that are going on. And I get to dress up during each weekend. It's absolutely magnificent. And you can, too, because there are people that are providing costumes for those of you that would like to get into the feel of it. So if you'd like to come to the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, then go to their website, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, and it's F-A-I-R-E. Fair is spelled in the old way. And you'll be able to get all the information on the tickets and every other piece of detail that you will want to have. There's ample parking, just absolutely wonderful for people of all ages, kids of all ages. It is an event that I'm thrilled to be a part of. So I hope you come by, say hello, look for me. I'm going to be in a booth that has big golden banners with gigantic red lions on them. And that will be the signature for my booth. You'll be able to see it. So look for it and come on in and say hello. I would be delighted to meet with you. You know, I was talking about a boy and his dogs, and I came across some information on keeping your pet happier. Now, what I'm going to be talking about a little bit are cats or dogs. And by the way, if you want to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227. This is an open mic day, or 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada. Well, since I was talking about dogs, let me just address a few of these issues. If you want to make sure that your bones for your dogs stay healthy, and dogs get arthritis, you know, animals get a lot of the same diseases that human beings get, and most of it is related to nutrition. It's not just nutrition, it's activity level. Well, they say, according to statistics, about 90% of dogs get arthritis by their 13th birthday. Well, in doggy years, that's, you know, substantial. They're getting up there in years when they get to be about 13 years of age. But there's something that you can do, and this is a suggestion by Gina Neck, who is a naturopath. She said, if you want to keep a dog's joints healthy, gently pinch the area behind the ankle for 1 minute, and I guess you do it on all of the paws, but do it for 1 minute because it's an acupressure move that eases pain and stiffness. Also, be aware of the animal's diet. You want to be sure that you have those nutrients, the antioxidants, that are going to support the animal's immune system. And it's a good idea to do some research on this, because this is something that really makes a difference. I know with our dogs, our Scotties, through the years, because we've had a number of them, we have encountered different health conditions with our Scotties, as many people do with their dogs. And we have learned that good nutrition is the key. So we always supplement their food, just like we supplement our own, because they may not get enough in whatever you choose. I make my dog's food. But if you supplement, like we add glyconutrients and we add sometimes different oils, but it's important that you research this to find out what your particular breed might need. And certain breeds are predisposed to certain conditions. But that tip about pinching the area behind the ankle for 1 minute, and that's an acupressure move, that can help them if they are beginning to feel stiff. Dogs hear things that are four times farther away than what we can hear, and I can testify that to that, because I have been astonished at what animals pick up on long before we become aware of it. In fact, my Scottish Terriers were aware of a cougar that was out in our neighbor's backyard, and they were going ballistic, and we were astonished to see that cougar out there. You know what? We considered ourselves very fortunate, contrary to most people's response patterns, because cougars, I don't know if you know it, but they have a 100-mile radius that they hunt, and cougars hunt deer. And out where we are, they're part of our environment. What about fleas? Oi, fleas, this time of the year, you can get them, you can pick them up in so many places. Well, why don't you try a technique of adding a tablespoon of brewer's yeast into the first meal of the day? The reason they think brewer's yeast works is that it's absorbed into the bloodstream, producing a skin odor that fleas don't like. Also, what you'll find is at many of the pet stores, they have natural flea repellents. And this is something, it has a very strong peppermint odor. And what I've been told is if you put that on, make sure you have the animal, the animal is able to get outside, because their sense of smell is so acute, it may drive them bonkers. But it does keep the fleas off of them. Also, be aware that during the summer, the paws of your dogs need to be protected. Aloe vera gel is a great way to keep them in condition. You can use something like bag balm. It's just really good. Just rub it in thoroughly. It prevents cracking and makes them less vulnerable to burns when they're walking on hot pavement. And if you're wise, you won't walk them in the latter part of the day. You'll walk them in the early part of the day so they don't burn their pads. Also, protecting their teeth, did you know that coenzyme Q10 is really good for them? Yes, it's good for us as people, but it helps the gums. It's an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant. You can sprinkle it on your pet's food and try 10 milligrams for small dogs and 20 milligrams for large ones. And then to keep your dog's coat and skin healthy, use a teaspoon of flaxseed oil over the food. It contains omega-3 fatty acids, the same thing that keeps our skin healthy. So those are just some tips for those beloved dogs of ours. And boy, I know it makes a difference, believe me. Now, what about kitties? Well, Austrian animal psychologists have found that cats love music. And do you know what they like best? You're not going to believe it. They love male choirs and oboes because they prefer deep rather than high-pitched tones. In fact, music makes cats very happy, and they won't get aggressive. What if you play other types of music? They don't seem to be as fond of that. But they prefer silence to hard rock. And if you want to find out about specific music for cats, go to petsandmusic.com. Also, you want to be sure your cats have meat. They are carnivores. They must have meat. And you want to feed a cat what you typically eat in the wild, the same kind of meat like you buy in your supermarket. Well, if you can't do that, if you're not someone that prepares their food, then you want to give them canned food. But you know what? They are finding out that feline diabetes are linked to the high-carb diets when you feed kitties too much dry kibble. Also, they love back rubs. Is that a surprise with a cat? Anybody that's ever been around a cat, they always love their back rubs. Massage, according to Laura Paston, who is a specialist with cats, she said they love rubs, and their favorite is apparently slowly rubbing in a circular motion from the base of the neck to the tail. Why? There are special acupuncture points along the spine, which boosts endorphins, which makes the kitty very, very happy, and they seem to bond strongly to someone that does that. And sometimes cats don't like baths. I haven't met many that do, but if you want to keep them sort of clean, of course they're always grooming themselves, use cornstarch and brush it through a cat's fur. It'll trap any dirt, so when the cat grooms herself or himself, the dirt will lift right out, and it's not going to hurt your pet. And also, you can stop hairballs, which is a big problem with kitties, with the paws. You can zap hairballs before they even start by spreading a little bit of petroleum jelly on their paws, because when the cat licks the paws, the jelly lubricates the digestive tract, which prevents the hairballs from forming. Simple little tips that I think you'll like. Are you aware that cats can make over 100 different vocal sounds? Dogs can only do 10. I think cats are absolutely super, super intuitive and super, super intelligent. I've always had a deep appreciation for them. Even though we have Scottish Terriers, those kitties are something that are, they are just incredibly, incredibly special persons. Well, we're going to be taking a break in just a moment. If you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 is for the U.S., 888-815-9756 is for Canadians. And it's summertime, but if you're watching your waistline but you still have that sweet tooth, I've got a recipe for a peach crumb pie. Those fresh peaches are just to die for. Well, here we've got something that you can make with fresh peaches that I think you will really like. If you don't have fresh, well, you can use frozen. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Donna Sebo, Hour of Mind Power, and, hey, I'll even be telling you about the guests we're going to have for the remaining part of the week. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. All I need is your first name or initial. And then let me do my thing. And then after that, you can ask me a question about anything that you like. Or 888-815-9756. Here are the guests that are going to be coming up. We're going to be talking with George Beam tomorrow. We're going to be talking about pirates, the Caribbean pirates. I always have to chuckle to myself because these were real scoundrels, a number of them. And we just idealize them, and we have for, as far as I can remember. I remember as a little girl hearing about the tales of the swashbuckling pirates in the movies that were portraying these romanticized characters. Well, we're going to be talking with George Beam about those delightful individuals. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking with Barbara Stanning. Prince Charming isn't coming. I'm sorry, ladies, but Barbara's got the inside line on that track. So you're going to be finding out more about that. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Joe Mick Monagle. Now, this is a man who's been very much involved with remote viewing, and he's absolutely fascinating, so he's going to be my guest on Friday. And then next week, yes, we're going to be going to Russia. We're going to be talking to Dr. James Turan, who has, yes, Tales of Haunted Russia, Footprints in the Snow. We're going to be hearing some real-life spooky stories. Also, we're going to be learning next week about how to enrich your brain. And there's just so many, many other things that we are going to be sharing with you. So you can always go to bbsradio.com and check the listing of guests that will be upcoming. And also you can go into my website, go to my newsletter. I always have that listed. We have a posting of the guests that are going to be upcoming on the Donna Sebo Show. And tell your friends, we always like to invite them to become part of the BBS Radio listening family. Now, I thought I had heard just about everything, but that's not the case. Of course, it never is the case. There's always going to be something we hear about that we'd never expect to hear about. Well, when I heard this story, I thought, I got to share it with you. Sometimes people go an extra step or two because they're irritated with someone. Well, there was an English author by the name of Theodore Hook that had a feud with his lady neighbor. Now, she apparently was of high society. Her name was Mrs. Tottenham. And in 1810, he decided that he was going to really do a number on this lady that he disliked intensely. Now, this was called the Berners Street Hoax. Now, this is what he did. He arranged for a multitude of London merchants to deliver their wares straight to Mrs. Tottenham's door all on the same day. There was a chaos like you wouldn't believe, because all of these tradesmen came calling with pianos, paintings, coal, groceries, and a variety of other goods. Now, one of the things that was delivered to her also was a coffin that had been built to her exact measurements, accompanied by an undertaker. Oh boy, that'd give you a strange feel, wouldn't it? Now, Theodore Hook was never caught, although 20 years later, he admitted that this audacious caper that he pulled off was a real happening. And it was in his semi-autobiographical novel, Gilbert Gurney. So eventually, he told the truth about it, but it was 20 years later. Can you imagine someone going to all of that trouble? Well, if you think the con of cons has ever been done, you haven't heard about a Frenchman named Vrain Denis Lucas, who passed off an unbelievable number of ridiculous forgeries. The number was over 27,000. How did he do it, and who did he do it to? Well, as it turned out, it was a client of his. It was a mathematician, Michael Chasless. Now, this occurred in the 1800s, and I think there are things like this still going on today. But what he did, he produced letters from Alexander the Great to Aristotle and from Cleopatra to her dearly beloved Julius Caesar. Guess what? They were all written in French. Now, one letter was even said to be written by Lazarus after he was resurrected. Now, you would have thought the red light would have gone on then, but apparently it didn't even blink. Chasless was thrilled and paid for a steady supply. 27,000 plus? I think Mr. Lucas got very wealthy. It seemed only when the forger ceased delivery that the relationship between the two of these fellows deteriorated. Well, Chasless alerted officials, Lucas was arrested, and at his trial, this forger's amazing fraud was exposed. Can you imagine what else was exposed? Mr. Chasless didn't seem to have too much in the brain department. So anyway, just a couple of fun things to share with you. Okay, I promised you a peach crumb pie. Let me give out the number if you'd like to give me a call. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Or 530-876-3222. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Peach crumb pie, I promised that this is something that's going to be light, easy on the waistline, but ooh, so good. Now, if you love fruit pies, which are one of my family's favorites, a normal piece of peach pie is going to be about 325 calories. So this recipe is going to whack off a few. This is what you call a lighten-up version, and it's only 253 calories, and it has only 6 grams of fat, whereas the original has 18 grams of fat. So if that's important to you, there are a few details. Now, this is how simple it is. You need 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 5 tablespoons of butter, 5 tablespoons of butter, 2 ounces of Vilfcatel cream cheese, softened, just 2 ounces of that, 3 pounds of peach slices. You can use thawed, frozen, or you can use fresh. And that's equivalent to about 8 cups. You need 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1/4 cup of fat-free caramel sundae topping, 1/4 cup of fat-free caramel sundae topping, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract and 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and you might want to have a little bit of confectionery sugar on the side, and maybe some frozen vanilla yogurt. Both of these are optional if you... Now, we've got a caller, and I'll give you the directions on this recipe after we come back. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Calling from Scottsdale, Arizona, and my name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Well, let's see. What we've got for you today is some information relative to business. There is going to be a financial plan that you need to pay attention to for business. It's going to enable you to achieve what you want to achieve on a personal as well as a professional level. I think you're going to be involved in some negotiations with money. And when I am watching you, it seems like you have a gentleman that you're going to be able to talk with who is going to be able to give you some good concepts and ideas regarding negotiation. And I like the way he looks at things. He has a way of coming in from different angles and different perspectives, and this is very valuable for you. So I do think money is going to be very much in the forefront. I do feel that this is something for you that is a real growth area, dealing with money, being comfortable with it, and learning how to negotiate and working with different aspects of money and how to shop around and how to be comfortable with what you understand and what you don't understand and learning how to ask questions. So I think you're in a real strong growth patterning, again, relative to money. What's your question for me today?
Well, I am working on a proposal right now, and so what you've just talked about, I believe, to be connected with that, and it's a proposal that I'm preparing to submit, so to do some work for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, do you feel like the timeline, do you think within the month of August it'll be something that culminates?
Well, now I need to know a little bit more information, because I think that there can be a signing and an agreement, but there are some subliminal things here that you're trying to put into the question. So you're going to need to be a little specific with me. You're going to need to let me know what it is you're negotiating.
Well, it's in the embryo stage, so I haven't even begun to negotiate. It's more that I'm approaching them with a formal statement of what I am offering to put together for them. And
all right. Have you run this by anyone else? Because I'm seeing this man in the picture that would be a good person to brainstorm with.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Because I think you need proposal A, proposal B, and a proposal C.
Okay.
And you need to have someone that understands the issue. Let's say you were involved in real estate. You would need someone that would have some real estate background that could say, all right, you could present this proposal, or you could present this proposal or this proposal. You don't want to just have one.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm looking at conversation, and I think there is a very good negotiating positioning. So it's, again, having someone you can brainstorm with.
Yeah. I have several people that are authorities in this area that are very excited about the proposal idea.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right, but then go back to them and say, all right, well, this is one aspect. If there was another challenge, ask them from a different perspective. Ask them, what possibly would be a negative that could be thrown at me? What's worst-case scenario?
Okay.
And if you can do that play acting out with them, I think it'll open up all kinds of things for you. That's what you need to do, is look at what is the best and what is the worst, and how you could set up your negotiations appropriately to meet those issues if they were presented to you.
Okie doke. Sounds great.
All right, Cindy. Well, you have a fabulous summer.
And you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me like Cindy did, 877-876-5227 is the number. For Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line for everyone else, 530-876-3222. And don't forget the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. The first three weekends in August, I'm going to be there along with thousands and thousands of other people. There have been 80,000 plus that have come out to this event, and it is just exciting. So I want you to be there. It's at the Minter Creek Ranch, 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor. I know we've got a caller on the line waiting. We are going to be taking a break. And don't forget, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. First three weekends in August. I want you to check out their website. You'll be glad you did. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Caller, if you're waiting, don't go away. We're going to come back right after this break.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
A popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. If you'd like, give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 for the U.S., 888-815-9756 for Canadians. This is an open mic day. And before I go to my next caller, I want to let you know tomorrow my guest is going to be George Beam. We're going to be talking about Caribbean pirates. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Brian. I'm from San Juan Capistrano, California.
Hi, Brian. Oh, that's one of my favorite places. I have such wonderful memories of San Juan Capistrano. Wow. I want to ask you a question, Brian.
Yes?
Do the swallows still come in to San Juan Capistrano?
Yes, they do every March.
You know, I had someone just tell me about a month ago. they weren't coming in anymore. I said, I cannot believe that. Great. I get to go tell him he's got to be down there in March.
Yes.
So he'll be able to see them. That is one of the most spectacular things that anyone can ever see, are all those swallows coming in to San Juan Capistrano. That's great news. I figured he was wrong. Okay, Brian, let's get down to business with you. The first thing that I am picking up is some paperwork. There are some issues regarding money, I believe, but also a plan. There's a lot of documentation that I'm seeing you going through. Now, you're pretty efficient as you're reviewing the details, but there's something inside of you that's just uncomfortable. It's as if something inside of you is saying, this is not really what I want. Something's missing, and I can't put my finger on it. You need to be able to step away from reviewing this and maybe check with an attorney or someone else who is skilled in the arena of expertise that you need, because they may spy what you feel is missing. And what I think it is a loophole. I think what you're picking up on intuitively, because your mind is absorbing all the information, but there's something that's missing. And it is what I would call a safety clause in the documentation. That safety clause needs to be there. And you need to be able to find out what it is that needs to be put into the documentation for your benefit. So that's why I think an attorney or someone with a legal background may be the one to give you the right kind of advice. Also, what I'm observing with you is a love of travel. And when I say this, it's not just to travel just to travel. It is because you have a love of learning. I think you'd be interested in, like, archaeological digs. You'd be interested in things with Native Americans, cultural perspectives. There is this love of learning that you're finding you're really wanting to get into, and traveling would be a part of that. I think what you need to do is look at some of your priorities financially. And if you're in a position to do so, start looking at what maybe you can shave out regarding financial responsibilities, take it away because it's not really that important, and put some money into an account that would allow you to build up and then do some of this travel that means so much to you. You are a man that I think is just absolutely shredding and breaking up a lot of your old belief systems. And as you're doing it, there is this sense of, I'll call it joy and liberation in the process that you're going through. And I want to just give you a thumbs up. I want to say this is absolutely wonderful. You are letting go in your life of what you don't need. You're not running away from anything. You're just saying, I don't need this anymore. I can be my own person. Congratulations. It really takes a long time for most people to do it. I think you're doing a good job. What's on your mind, Brian? What would you like to ask me?
Well, I'm considering doing a job change. Right now I'm working at Disneyland down here in California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe either going back to Target or going to a grocery store. What do you think would be the best?
Well, I think you need to ask yourself what you would really like to do. I don't think it's just a matter of the job. See, as I'm watching you going through these shifts and changes with yourself, I'd like for you to take a different positioning, not just look at a job.
Yeah.
But ask yourself, what is it you would really enjoy being a part of?
Right.
That's what I'd like to see you do. Because I don't think it has anything to do with Disneyland. I think it has to do more with who you are and how you're changing.
Right.
And I think that's what you need to look at. Because you can get a job anywhere. But doing something that really means a lot to you, because of what you're growing into as an individual.
I got one other quick question.
Okay.
There's a couple of people that I've met in my lifetime down here. Their both names are Lisa. One of them is Lisa Goya, and one of them is Lisa Fidelli. Which one do you think is best for me?
I think they're very nice people, but I don't think either one
You don't think either
is
one?
The lady. No, I think they're both nice people, but I wouldn't try to make either one of them it.
Okay.
Brian, thank you for your call.
Thank you. I'll call back again sometime.
All right, sir. You have a great summer.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and we've got some more time here. 877-876-5222 if you'd like to call in and chat with me. Canadians, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Okay, let me give you the directions on that peach crumb pie. Now, what you want to do, and I know for some of you this may not be exciting unless you have an air-conditioned house, especially during the summer, but you need to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. It'd be good to bake this earlier in the day if you're in one of those parts of the country or the world where the temperatures really rise. You don't want to be doing this in the afternoon or evening, heating up your kitchen. But 400-degree oven, and then you want to coat a 9-inch pie pan with a little bit of cooking spray. You combine your flour and a quarter of a teaspoon, no, excuse me, combine a quarter, 1 1/4 cups of flour. You don't use 2 1/2 cups. Use 1 1/4 cups of flour and a quarter teaspoon of salt. And then you blend in 2 tablespoons of butter until coarse crumbs form. And then on low, you want to beat in the cream cheese and 1/4 cup of cold water until the dough forms. So on a lightly floured surface, you roll it into a 14-inch circle, put it into the pie pan, flute the edge, and put it in the refrigerator for 20 minutes. And then, while it's chilling in the refrigerator, you want to mix your peaches with 1/2 cup of sugar, the cornstarch, the caramel topping, the vanilla, and the zest. Then you spoon that, after the crust is chilled for 20 minutes, you spoon that into the crust, melt the remaining butter, combine the cinnamon with the remaining flour, sugar, and salt. Stir in the butter and 2 tablespoons of water until crumbs form. And then you sprinkle that over the filling. You're going to have a nice crumb topping on this. Then you bake your pie for 15 minutes at 400 degrees. And then you lower your oven to 350 degrees and you bake it for 1 hour. 25 minutes or until golden and bubbly. Now, what I would say, dependent on your time, if it's fresh fruit, you need to really watch it. So it may be a lot less than 1 hour and 25 minutes. You just need to pay attention. And if you don't want the crumb topping to get too brown, put a piece of foil on the top of it. I don't know about you, but my oven, sometimes my crust will get so extraordinarily brown around the edge, it's unbelievable. And then you can sprinkle it with confectionery sugar and maybe serve it with yogurt. Or if you want, skip the confectionery sugar, serve it with yogurt or without, whatever you like. A peach pie is really good. Yum, yum, especially when it's made with fresh peaches. I think the frozen are fine, but there's something magical about fresh that's just unequaled. Well, this is Donna Sebo, and I know we're just about out of time here. Don't forget, we are going to be having George Beam with the Caribbean Pirates. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. And I also want to thank those of you that have sent me so many wonderful stories. I've just got so much that I would love to share from different people that have sent it to me. One is the carrot, the egg, and the coffee, and we just don't have enough time to cover that. So when you send me the material, just know whenever I can, I'll be utilizing it in my programming. And I wish I could give you times or dates for that. But if you need to send me something, if you've got an absolutely to die for recipe, whether it's a main dish, a dessert, whatever, send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. And you know, if you ever want to get in touch with me, give me a call at 800-872-8852 because I am involved with people, and it's something that, though I have a lot of activities that are going on and that I'm involved with, I do a lot of private counseling. It's something that brings me a lot of joy and satisfaction. So if that's something you're interested in, give me a call at my 800 number, 872-8852. And remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a fabulous day, and we'll be back here, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.